And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, I'm Bobby Dooley, and I'm with Western Estates Homeowners Association, and I'm also a creation of Phil Hendry. In fact, Phil is doing my voice right now. Last night, Phil was doing my hair, and he picked out an outfit for me for today, but right now, he's doing my voice. Have a good time listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. Magazine hints at gay ball player. The editor of Out Magazine appears to be trying to out a Major League Baseball player on an East Coast franchise who also happens to be his boyfriend. This, according to Yahoo. Is this where we got this, Mike? Brendan Lemon, who complained in his monthly letter from the editor that he was tired of skulking around with someone so deep in the closet, insisted yesterday he was not outing anyone. Neither I nor the magazine I work for out people, Lemon wrote in an email. I certainly didn't want to out my friend. He read and approved my article before it was published. What Lemon did, however, was spark plenty of buzzing in the bleachers about the identity of the gay ball player, with hints like, he's not his team's biggest star, but he's very recognizable. He's a recognizable media figure all the same. And that was enough to draw condemnation from former baseball player Billy Beane, who hid the secret that he was gay for 6 seasons. So this is a this kind of nonsense is probably gossip mongering, but it does raise the larger issue of the obvious presence of homosexuals in professional sports. And when will they have the right? When can they begin to feel free to express their sexual orientation without fear of some kind of censor? We saw this. It's like the athletics and the military the same. You know, don't ask, don't tell. Nobody wants to know. Doug Danger is a openly gay man and gay journalist with the Orange County Courier, and he's on to talk with us about this from his office in Santa Ana right now. How you doing, Doug?
Real good, Phil.
So did you see this?
I saw the article. I did see I saw the article on the internet. I did not see the article in Out Magazine, but I think this brings to mind an awful lot of questions. And the question number one, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I look at this, and I guess a lot of people would say that I agree that gay ball players should come out. I do not.
You don't?
No, I do not. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have to say that I don't think ball players should come out of the closet. And there is, to quote Dave Pallone, I don't know if you know who Dave Pallone is, Phil, but he was a major league umpire who was openly gay. Dave Pallone said you could field a major league baseball team with the gay players that are now in the majors.
I heard that.
But I don't think you come out. I think you have a duty to the morale of the team, and if the team members know that one of their teammates is gay, the morale could sink. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I've studied the straight world. I see how straight people are. I see how straight men are. I know how juvenile they can be.
Well, what do you mean by morale? The morale could sink if the players know there's a gay guy.
Well, you can imagine players in a locker room not knowing if their teammates are gay or straight, feeling uncomfortable when they get undressed because they understandably think somebody's checking out their butt or looking at their butt when they go in the shower. And suddenly you got guys who were carefree with each other, giving each other an unselfconscious pat on the rear end when they do something good. Now they're depressed. You got a lot of these straight guys who get depressed, they'll get upset, a little fearful, holding a towel in front of their waist, not knowing who they can pat on the behind for fear somebody's going to think that they're gay.
You mentioned to me earlier some kind of a compromise that you would propose to Bud Selig.
I think it's feasible to have only Bud Selig, the commissioner of baseball, to know how many gays there are on each team. So you would report how many gays you have, and only he knows it and you know it, as the owner of the team. And then you go to the team and you say, all right, we're not saying who's gay, but there's four of you, or there's six. And
so how does that help the morale?
Well, if you only know there's four gay guys in the locker room, you might loosen up a little, go, well, okay, I know there's four gay guys, but at least that's only four guys that are looking at me when I undress. See, I'm just trying to work out something here so the straight people don't have to be afraid. And
you did a story on a ball player named Rudy Palema. Who is this guy?
Rudy was a AAA player for one of the minor league teams. he went into a hitting slump. He was batting a pretty torrid clip, about 310, 315, when it was revealed that there was a gay guy on their team. And Rudy went into a slump, and they asked him, he'd come home, he'd want to eat dinner, and just he stayed to himself. They asked him what was wrong. He said he felt bad, and he wasn't able to be nude in the locker room without worrying about somebody looking at his thing.
And so he went into a hitting slump.
He went into a hitting slump, and that's the way most straight guys are. It's not that they're violent. It's not that they're unreasonable. It's just they get depressed if they think some gay guy is checking their rear end out, and suddenly they can't hit, they can't throw a football. This guy never did recover from it. I call upon all gay men, Phil, not to put that pressure on straight guys. If you play Major League Baseball, and you are playing Major League Baseball in one of these obviously gay city with a large gay population like Houston, L.A., San Francisco, or Dallas, places like that, all you gay players, just don't make it seem like you're looking at a guy's butt or whatever it is.
Well, you called straight players juvenile.
Well, they are a little bit juvenile, but they think that just because the guy in the locker room is gay that he's checking their rear end out, suddenly these guys are like girls at some, they're like girls taking a shower. They got the towel wrapped around their waist and all this stuff, and they get depressed. They can't hit. They can't focus. They can't play for their team. They can't play whatever the sport is, hockey. Because now all of a sudden a guy says, why don't you guys get out there and give it your best? And in Rudy's case, he said, yeah, but I know somebody in here is gay. And someone said, what's that got to do with you hitting a baseball? And he'd say, I know that I go on the field, I'll do the best I can, but I still got to come in here, and some guy's going to be looking at my butt.
So he goes into a hitting slump.
I mean, it's unbelievable, but this is how these guys, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, this is how these straight guys are. I can tell you that because I have a gay eye on the world.
All right, Doug Danger's with us, and we're just talking kind of, I don't know, we're just sort of shooting a breeze here about this magazine which hints at a gay ball player on the East Coast. 1-800-449-8686. I think, whoever the guy is, it doesn't really make any difference. The fact that there are gay players in the major leagues, we already knew that from, any number of sources. And again, we point to Dave Pallone's comment, you could field a major league team with the gay players in baseball.
Well, you could do the same thing in football, Phil. You could field probably the greatest football team of all time. What would you say is the greatest football team of all time?
With gay players?
No, just tell me, what do you think is the greatest football team of all time?
Probably the greatest football team of all time would be the 49ers of the 80s.
Okay. I could field a team right now using the gay players in the National Football League, and that would absolutely annihilate that team.
So in other words,
I would just using gay players from the NFL, I could field a team right now that would destroy the 49ers. I don't care what year you're talking about, 88, 89, 85. What you think is the best team of those years?
I don't know, man. I mean, any year that Montana was quarterbacking them, the 85 team was stellar, the 88 team.
Well, any one of those ball clubs would get destroyed by a team of all-star gays from the National Football League right now. And the same goes for hockey, and the same goes...
Well, and now what you're saying is just the gay players in all of the major sports are the better athletes.
In a way, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Absolutely. But as long as you got them in the locker room, and you know they're in the locker room, these straight guys are going to be nervous. So I'm telling all the gays, keep it quiet. And
well, this is a real departure for a gay journalist and a gay man to say, stay in the closet. And
ordinarily, I wouldn't say that because I've been out for at least 6 months, so I'm out and I'm proud. But with all these nervous straight guys afraid somebody's going to look at their weenie or whatever it is, I think that...
Okay, Doug, hold on for a minute here. 1-800-449-8686. I just got handed this story just a few minutes ago, and we just very quickly called Doug up to see if he had a comment on this. Some guy at a major gay publication says that his boyfriend is a ball player, a major ball player playing for an East Coast team, and he's tired of the guy being in the closet. That's the essence of it. And Doug Danger, being a gay man and a gay journalist, as he has so often said, doesn't think gay ball players should come out. It makes the straight guys nervous and depressed. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Doug Danger with me. He is from the Orange County Courier, and he is a gay man and a gay journalist. We're talking about the possibility of a gay baseball player on the East Coast.
I know. It sounds, Phil, like some kind of a horrible thing. There's a gay baseball player. My proposal is basically the gay ball players stay in the closet, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But I think gay ball players should stay in the closet because straight guys can't handle it. A gay ball player, an openly gay ball player on a baseball team is going to ruin it's going to ruin any team.
And that's pretty controversial for a gay guy to say.
It may be, but that's what I think. It'll ruin it because a straight guy can't handle that. He can't keep his mind focused on what he's got to do on the field because he's afraid somebody's looking at his butt. It's about as simple as that.
All right, now I got a gentleman hanging on the line here, Pete.
Yes.
Go ahead, Pete. You had a comment?
Well, I played professional football for 12 years. My wife and I happen to be going to a dinner right now, and I don't know why I happen to have your station on, but anyway, I'm hearing this.
What teams you play for, Pete?
This guy, well, that's irrelevant, but I'm hearing this
Are
guy.
Are you sure you played pro football, or is that just the kind of a backstory that you're giving me here?
I'm not going to make up stories like this guy's making up. I walked around locker rooms for 4 years of college and 12 years of pro, and nobody was walking around looking
Let me ask you a question. Are you gay? I don't know what. How would you know whether there was anybody gay in the locker room or not?
Well, nobody ever approached me in 16 years of football. No, nobody's walking around looking at other guys.
See, I'm not talking about anybody approaching you and saying, "Hey, Pete, how about a date?" I'm just saying when you turned around to walk to the shower, if you knew there was a gay guy in there, you might be putting your hands over your butt or something like that.
Didn't this guy just? No.
You never did that.
Wait a minute.
That's the last thing that one of the players in the locker room would worry about is some gay guy bouncing around looking at your butt.
Well, I mean, if you knew there was a gay guy in the locker room, is my question, Pete.
Well, you'd probably slap him across the head if you did know he was there.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, because you're juvenile and you're a little adolescent and you're afraid.
Why would you slap the guy?
Why would you slap him?
No, I mean, if he's...
Why would you slap a guy who's not bothering you?
Hold on for a minute.
Was he bothering, Pete? Can I ask you? This is Phil Hendry. You say there's a gay guy that was bothering you?
No. Nobody's bothered me in a locker room. I've never had that problem.
Who were you going to slap?
Yeah, he said he was going to slap somebody.
If a guy's walking around the room and looking at my butt and paying attention to me, then I'd probably hit him across the head.
No, apparently you don't understand what I'm talking about, Pete. You don't see anybody looking at your butt. I'm saying that if you know there's a gay guy in the locker room, you're afraid he's going to be looking at your butt. What's the point of this guy's phone call?
Why did you call? And you say you played pro football.
Let me tell you why I called.
You say you played pro football.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you why I called.
You say you played
this
pro...
Phil, just let the guy...
Okay.
This guy said that he had... All these all-pro athletes, the all-pro team that are all gay that could beat the heck out of the 49ers or whatever he said.
What I said was I could field an all-star team right now of the gay players in the National Football League that could put the San Francisco 49ers of the 80s away. Yeah.
Okay, what I'd like for him to do, if he's going to make a...
Are you want to refer to me directly or do you want to keep referring to me in the third person? You want to keep referring to me in the third person?
If you're going to make that kind of comment...
There you go, Pete. I knew you went to college.
If you're going to make that kind of comment, then you ought to be able to pop off and mention
names. I'm not going to out anybody. We don't do that, okay? That's called outing, Pete. Maybe you don't know that.
Well, you made the comment that you are...
That's exactly right. Now, you're going to have to take my word for it.
You've outed yourself.
I've outed myself. I have the right to do that. I don't have the right to out anybody else.
Still put some sleazy reputation on a bunch of guys.
That's not sleazy. It's just the fact that some gay guys could beat some straight guys doesn't make them sleazy. It makes them damn good football players.
You don't have the guts to even talk about them and mention them and bring them out.
First of all, it's not me. It's them. So if they want to bring it out, they can. But I tell you right now, Pete, you and your straight buddies would be hard-pressed to beat a team full of...
Okay, now you're making it about gays versus the straight.
The team that I'm putting together.
That's what you did. You brought it out. That's the way you brought it out.
They would destroy the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, I'll give you a hint. Bring them out.
I'll give you a hint, okay? The new Houston Texan football team?
The Houston what?
The Houston Texan football team that's going to be coming in, the new franchise?
Yes.
Okay. Some of them might be playing for them.
Some of them, they don't even have a player yet.
Well, they are thinking, my understanding is that they are thinking of drafting some of these guys.
They haven't even had a draft.
They may.
See, that's how much you're
just
showing
because
your
you walked around a locker room after the game with both hands cupped over your rear end. Don't blame me, okay?
You're showing your ignorance already.
How am I showing my ignorance? You got a problem with the fact that gay guys are good football players.
The Houston football team hasn't even had a draft. They do not have access.
But they are actively interested in drafting some gay players for community balance. That's what I heard.
Community balance? What do you mean?
They're going to have black players, obviously, and they're going to have white players too, Phil, but they want to get an active homosexual representation in the locker room.
Phil?
I think the Houston football fan is going to be something that...
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
I think it's going to be something they'll have to deal with.
Yes, I'm right here.
Are you there?
A lot of gay guys in the locker room.
I'm right here.
But a lot of these people in Houston.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
The gay people around there.
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
That kind of a statement to be made that the Houston Texan football team is thinking about representing the city with a gay or that this is the most obnoxious. I'm going to hang up, but this is really obnoxious.
Well, all right. That's what Doug's information is.
That's my information, sir. I could be wrong, but my understanding
is fabrication from some gay community guy, and this is
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know that, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Well, apparently I picked that up.
I'm gay.
I know that. I can figure that out.
All right. Fact is, what I heard is the Houston Texan football team wanted to have a significant homosexual representation, at least on the offensive line.
You know what?
I mean, that's the information.
Where did you get that? Why do you come out?
Well, first of all, I'm a reporter. I'm a reporter, sir, and I have to protect my sources. But I
well, see, every reporter hides behind that, Doug.
I got to protect my sources. But I heard.
How can you go on television or on radio with that kind of information when you have no?
Let's be clear, though. Can you substantiate that, Doug?
Right now, it's a rumor that I heard.
A rumor. There you go. You got it.
No, but from a very high place source.
Yeah, right. Some fag in town. Good night.
A very high place fag in town, Pete. Some very high place Texas fag. Pete?
All right, well, he hung up. Well, that's great. You just... It's a rumor from a very high place Texas fag. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil, I just said the Texans are going to be feeling... My understanding was this, that the Houston Texan football franchise was interested in a significant homosexual representation on the offense. And so they're looking for five gay offensive linemen. They got to be good. So
what does that mean, man? What, do they go to the scouting combine?
They will go to the various scouting combines, basically ask, are any of you guys, not are any of you guys fags, but... They'll take a look at some of the guys that are being run through their drills, obviously, some of the guys that are being clocked in terms of time and speed, then privately say, incidentally, are any of you guys, you know, pole smoker or homosexual, whatever they call it, okay? At that time, if they can't find any, then I imagine they'll have to go with straight guys.
Well, they're not going to compromise the quality of the team.
No, sir, they would not.
They're just going to go and say, hey, are any of you guys, what do you mean pole smoke?
I mean, gay guy.
And put five of them on the offensive line.
That's right. Some of the thinking is that if you put five, you know, and I'll say this, five queers on the offensive line, it's going to scare anybody. It's going to scare any straight guy coming across the line.
All right, Doug Danger is with me. Some of the stuff that these guys, and the other thing is that I'm a reporter, I can't cite my source. Somebody highly placed said that the Houston Texans are only going to be drafting gay offensive linemen. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And you're listening to The Phil Henry Show. Back with Doug Danger in a moment.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
One of the reasons, Phil, I think why gays make better football players is a lot of straights are afraid to be tackled by them. And that is the truth. I mean, I've heard from a lot of straight ball players. When I was doing sports, I was working for the old national newspaper. I had a lot of straight players say, it's tough for, I don't want to play with a gay guy because I don't want him, I don't want it all to, I don't want the gaiety or the gay, I don't want gay to rub off on me.
And so they didn't want to be tackled by a gay player.
That is true. And
Now let's think about this for a minute. So wouldn't that be a reason for them to come out of the closet?
That is definitely a reason for them to come out of the closet. What I'm trying to say is I think it's bad for the morale of teammates. But that's why I say I heard the rumor the Houston Texans wanted to put a few queer boys, I should say homosexuals, on their team because, you know.
They want all the other teams to be afraid of them? They don't want to be tackled?
That's the kind of idiotic paranoia that you've got to use, yeah.
1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger with us. Here's Pam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Just a couple of points. If they are, I
can you turn your radio down, please?
Turn radio down. I don't understand his thinking. If he's saying that he wants gay guys to not come out, then he's not going to have any gay guys play on the Houston Texans because they're going to say.
Okay.
Well,
you called up with a comment. You called with a comment, Pam. What is it? Because that's what I just said. So what are you repeating what I just said for?
Well, can I answer it, Phil?
No. I just said that. She's calling up repeating my stuff. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Well, yeah.
What is it?
I wanted the intelligence of both the gay and the straight players.
Are you going to let us know why, or do we move on to another call?
Why are you being rude to her?
I want to move this along with callers who know what it is they want to say. What is
okay.
the...
What I want to say is, I don't think
Am I
that...
pissing you off, Phil?
You're making me a little angry.
Why?
Because on the one hand, you're telling me some jive about how you think that the gay players ought to stay in the closet. On the other hand, you're saying, let them come out of the closet because the other team will be afraid to be tackled by them.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with if you're insulting the intelligence of the straight players and the gay players.
Well, if you're mad at me, be mad at me. Don't take it out on the lady caller.
All right, I'm sorry, Pam. He was irritating
me. I'm not insulted or whatever.
They're afraid to be tackled by them.
They don't want
like it's gonna rub off. Give me a break,
ma'am.
I'm not gonna go to a restaurant because the waiter might be gay.
No, what I'm saying
or
is,
I'm not gonna go to the grocery store because the guy might look at my butt.
How often
I can't
is
go
that?
Pump gas because somebody might look at my butt. People
I think there's
think
a difference, ma'am.
Nowadays.
I think there's a difference, ma'am. When are you in a locker room nude with men? Never. And how often does a waiter grab you and hold you? Never. In football, you're tackled, and you go into a locker room with members of the same sex, so you don't know who's gay and who isn't. What I'm saying
is... I got news for you. Straight guys look at each other's weenies anyway.
And you know this why. And you know this why.
Because I know a couple of professional players. I have five sons, okay?
So in other words, you are saying on national radio that professional football players have told you they check each other's penises out.
Yes. And they've done it, and if you say you haven't,
I'm going to tell you something. This lady right here, through her own admission, is basically...
All right, now, Pam, be very careful what you're saying. You're saying that you know professional football players. That's correct. Is that
right.
true?
Right.
And they have admitted to going into locker rooms and looking at each other's genitals.
Just like men do
when they check out the guy next to them.
Okay,
the
we need to get the newsroom...
And you can't tell me they don't. I've got five sons.
Boy, Phil, this lady stepped in it.
Ma'am, I'll tell
you this. Ma'am, this is Doug Danger.
Hey,
you stepped in it. You stepped in it. You stepped in it, lady. You stepped in it now.
Since men have had them, they've been
you
preparing
heard
them.
You heard
straight
it.
Straight or gay.
That guys in the locker room are looking at each other's thing, checking each other's butts out, too, right? Is that what you said?
Women do the same thing.
Okay, well,
it's natural.
Okay, all of this stuff...
What I'm saying is it makes guys nervous. Look, if I'm straight or if I'm gay or whatever, a straight guy is going to be nervous if he knows Doug Danger's around because he's afraid I'm going to be checking his butt out.
Even though I wouldn't
do that because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very professional. I wouldn't check some guy's butt out.
Right, but
jocks are different than regular people. They've got a real fear of a gay man's gaiety and the gay getting rubbed off.
Homophobic people have a fear
right.
of gay people.
Thanks a lot, Pam. Obviously, you just heard what that lady said. She knows a couple of professionals.
She may know some of the Houston Texans.
Well, they don't have a team yet. Apparently, according to you, all they're doing is they're making a public statement. They're going to draft gay offensive linemen. Here is Billy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil. Yeah,
yes, sir.
Quick comment to make. First of all, this crap shouldn't even be on the radio. I'm gay myself, and it doesn't matter. NFL players are professional players. If they want to go out and draft a gay player, then fine. It shouldn't even make the news.
If they want to go out and do what?
If they want to go out and draft, you know, a homosexual player or offensive lineman, that's fine.
Well, what should be and what is, Bill, are two different things. It's the way it ought to be and the way it is, son. And the NFL...
Well, it doesn't. The way, you know what, they're going out there to play. And when I go to my job, you know, when I walk around, people aren't covering their butts wondering what's going to happen. And neither are they. They're there to do a job.
But do your coworkers know?
If they're professional, they're not going to care.
Do your coworkers know you're gay?
Yeah.
All right, so if a guy's walking away from you, he doesn't instinctively put his hands...
No, because I am there to do.
Butt.
Well, no, because I'm there to do my job.
Kind of a stupid thing is that.
Do what?
I was just saying to Doug. So I'm going to walk away and put my hands down over my butt. So what? The guy won't look.
I admit it's stupid, but I'm saying this is what happens in locker rooms when a ball player thinks he's playing with a gay guy. They start to get depressed. They mope around.
How many ball players do you know that's playing with a gay guy?
Well, there's just enough of these guys, these straight guys. I told you about Rudy Paluma, who is a AAA, or it's a great major league prospect. As soon as he found out there was a gay guy on the team, he would mope around, and people say, what are you moping around? Just, I know, sooner or later, this guy's going to be looking at my butt.
Well, that's his problem. Where this is, you know, we're in the 2000s.
Right. This
now.
Is the turn of the millennium.
It's come a long way.
Well, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So
I've heard that a million times, but I don't understand.
That?
You know, they're there. If they're a good player, the guys are going to want him on their team.
All I'm saying
doesn't
is
doesn't matter who he is.
Well, Billy, all I'm saying is you and I have to look at things with a gay eye.
With a gay eye.
You don't
That's
know what it
right.
is. Well, you, Henry,
you
don't
can
know.
Look at things with a gay eye. I mean, I'm what here to do my job. With? If people don't like me, fine. If they do, then, you know, great.
You don't use
but I don't
the gay
go around
eye.
Flaunting my gay stuff and telling people I'm a gay nurse. I'm a gay nurse.
Well,
you know,
I'm saying is I use the gay eye as a gay journalist, okay?
What's the gay eye?
All right. Do you know old Italian women use the evil eye?
Yeah.
The gay eye is similar. And you just look at a straight guy and just kind of let him know what's up.
All right, Billy, thank you.
All
1-800.
Right.
What, you're hanging up?
No, I'm not. I got to take one more phone call and then move on. Stan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Stan? Wow, you know what? All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
And I want to thank Chris Baker at KPRC Houston. Chris, actually, his producer called me before we went on the air and said, you going to do anything with this gay guy? And get Doug Dinger on there. And I said, what gay guy? And who's Doug Dinger? And they refreshed my, it's a guy you do on your show? Oh, okay. Can you send me a little synopsis on how I do my show? And they basically gave me the backstory on all of it. So thanks, guys. And we looked this thing up. And you feel sort of silly. Hey, there's a gay baseball player. Wonder who it is. I mean, isn't that... It can't get any more juvenile than that. Now, somebody on the other side of the homophobia fence might say, oh, you're right. I agree with you, Phil. Well, why don't you want to know who the gay player is? We don't. I don't ask, don't tell. I don't want to know. Then the people who perhaps a little bit more liberal would say, yeah, I really agree with you, Phil. It shouldn't be a big deal. A guy ought to be able to come out. But either way, everyone is eventually going to feel it's silly. But I was serious when I said that sports is so much like the military, the bastion of homophobia. And it is. It's the last bastion of what, quote, manhood is all about, I guess. I was sued for calling a ball player a homosexual. I was sued. That's how, I don't know, how do you say it? That's how thin-skinned the guy was. That's how sensitive he was. That's how upset he was. That's how whatever. That's how nuts he was. But, and I didn't just out of the blue call the guy a homosexual either. I was saying it as a response to something he had done and said. It was a satirical comment on an action that he had taken. But he didn't think about what he did, because that's the way a lot of these ball players who have microphones and cameras put in their face, that's the way a lot of them are. They're not really terribly savvy men. They're not very well-spoken men. I don't want to say that they're not intelligent. They're intelligent. They have an aptitude to a certain degree for what they do for a living. But they have no real savvy. It's you can read the sports page, and some guy who's considered to be hilarious, "Hey, man, we interviewed so-and-so, and he said, why don't you guys take a chill?" And what a witty guy. You know, it passes for wit and humor among ballplayers, and the sports writers are the worst. They're just the worst. And I say that with all due respect. I love sports writers, but you're all scum. And the reason why I say this is because you guys, understandably, have to be pals with these ball players. You have to go into the locker room. You got to get the story. You got to get the backstory. You ain't going to make much of a living if you're making these guys angry. So while we think the average sports writer has a lot of freedom and can say what he wants, well, he's got to go back into that locker room the next night and confront the very guy that he was writing all his crap about. But point of fact is that these guys don't have a lot of guts when it comes to sort of indicting athletes in general. And so when this thing happened to me, when I got sued by this ball player, there wasn't one guy that wrote a column, there wasn't one beat reporter for any newspaper in the city that I was in at the time who even took up for me even a little bit, even said, "Hey, you know, Phil's got a point because this guy did this and he was making a..." Not a one of them. They were lockstep right behind this guy, big 6'5" ball player, big fat ape. Oh, is that racist because he happened to be black? Well, anyway, well, he was. He was a big, fat ape. I don't mean that. I call my grandchildren ape. Anyway, I call the kids at home ape. I don't have any grandchildren. Well, I'm like Howard Cosell. He calls his little grandchildren monkey. I call my stepkids apes. It's the same thing. So they were all just sort of sucking at this guy's kneecaps, and it was nauseating. And why was this? Because I called the guy homosexual, and this firestorm took place. Well, of course, there's a lot of gays or fags or however you want to, wherever you drink, whatever you call them, gay, queer, what bar do you drink in? They're queers there, over your place is fag, and over here they're homosexual, okay? It depends upon how much you spend for your margarita. Whether you call them a queer, a fag, or a homosexual. But wherever, they're all over the place. And I remember when they had that don't ask, don't tell thing with the military, I said, well, why don't you go back to New York or back to Washington, walk up to the Vietnam Memorial and start scratching off the names of all the gay guys that are on that memorial, okay? If that doesn't put that in perspective, I don't know. If that doesn't resonate and hit home with people who are kind of on the fence about all this whole thing, nothing will. If you don't understand that, then you don't have the brains to understand it. Don't ask, don't tell. You don't want these guys out of the closet. Then I tell you, if you don't want them out of the closet, then go to that Vietnam Memorial and scratch off the names of the guys who are fags on that thing. How about if we go to the Vietnam Memorial and find the name of every gay soldier on there and put fag after his name? Would that make you feel better? Anyway, I don't want to get too strident. I know it sounds like I'm angry. I'm fine with all of this. And I didn't want to say anything other than thank you, Chris, for that material. And thanks for your calling me and bugging me about Doug Danger. Now, one other point that I wanted to make about screening calls on the Phil Hendry Show. This is a very unique radio show. If you don't know, keep listening. You hear a lot of guys say, "Hey, this is Smarty Short, and if you don't know this show, if you don't understand the show, keep listening. Just give us 48 hours. Give us 36 hours. Give us 3 hours. Give me 5 minutes. Click." Okay, they dialed out. And you'll get the show. This show, it's really true about. This show got to get because we present a kind of radio theater that nobody else does, nobody else has ever done, and no one else, frankly, other than me, can do. And so we screen our calls very stringently on this show. Now, I oftentimes will help Mike in the screening process because I think it's fun. And I pick the phone up and I hear a guy, "Hi, yeah, I want to make a comment." "Yeah, what's your comment?" "Well, I want to say this and I want to say that." What we do on our show is the most active and stringent and brutal and acute kind of screening anybody does. It takes us about an average, I would say, of 25 seconds to screen the calls that go on this show because we cut to the bull crap. We're not going to have a conversation with you. We don't care where you're calling from, and we don't care how old you are. We just want to get the straight scoop from you, and then we decide whether we want to put you on the air. That entire process takes 25 seconds average. Some people are pretty good. Some people get past this, and they keep talking, and they keep talking. But eventually, they run out of material, and they either we bust them and hang up on them, or they hang up on themselves, which I just had a guy do here 5 minutes ago. Because I knew this guy was full of crap, and I kept digging, and I kept scratching, and I kept sniffing. And finally, he just, without even saying goodbye, he just, well, I also wanted to say, and then click. Now, it's easy to get through to this show, and let me explain why. Because we don't screw around screening the calls in this show, we blow a lot of people off of the line very quickly. And so we generally have open lines, and the calls are coming in, and we answer them, and we blow those people off until finally we get four or five calls we can use. In about 25 minutes, the board's full. But because we're screening the show so in such a stringent manner, as I mentioned, we're blasting people out of here left and right, man. They're just dropping like flies. And all of these lightweights, these line checkers, and Heifel just wanted to check you, and all that other baloney we just don't even deal with. And we're not here to make friends either. So we don't care who you are, and we're not particularly, we don't want to get in a conversation. And brother, when you call this show, either you know what it is you want to say, or you're gone, because I got this one cat who was going to tell me his life story, and he was talking like somebody just shot him up full of Darvon or Seconal. Yeah, I was just calling to say that a guy in a... Whoa! Goodbye. Now, one other thing about my weight. It was weighing day to day. 228, I've plateaued. That's what I was last week. How do you like that, Phil Hendry? Not very much. I don't really care. 228 pounds... 2 weeks in a row. So, according to my wife, Maria, you plateau on this Weight Watchers thing. There are weeks when you'll plateau, what they call plateau. I have lost in 13 weeks 38 pounds. 13 weeks, that's about 2.9 pounds a week. That's pretty good. 3 pounds a week. And this week, I did not lose any weight, and I kind of got bugs. Like, that's it, Henry. No more screwing around on the weekend, because the weekend was generally when I would go ahead and have some ice cream, go ahead and have the garlic mashed potatoes, go ahead and have another cut of prime rib. No more. And instead of this walking stuff, with Maria had me out walking. Well, come on, you can walk. Well, what's wrong? You burn fat instead of carbohydrates. I don't understand. What do you mean burn fat instead of carbohydrates? Well, you do. Well, bullcrap. I'm gonna go back to the bike. I'm going back to the life cycle so I can sweat and drive myself just this side of a heart attack, because I feel really good, and I feel, I just feel better when I'm ready to collapse. So is Big D here? Okay. So in other words, the 228, I'll be back down next week to, I would say, 226 and a half. But I'm not really worried about it, because it's been a good long run. 38 pounds in 13 weeks. You can too. I know you can, you fat tub. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, I wish you would not talk about losing weight so much, because I'm on a diet right now.
How much do you weigh?
I'm 307.
Well, how much have you lost?
In 11 weeks, I've lost 8 pounds.
8 pounds? What? I mean...
Well, I'm taking it slow.
Well, what are you doing for exercise?
I'm going to do pull-ups, but right now I just hang from the bar. I haven't actually done a pull-up.
You're just hanging?
Right now I just hang from the bar. I've been doing that for 3 weeks.